The clip you're about to listen to was pulled out of our private community called Rank Makers. To learn more and get access to our community and unlock the bonuses, check out whatisrankmakers.com.
I want to talk about, I saw over the last few days, I've talked with a few different people, inside of the group that are maybe getting some signups, but not getting duplication. And I'm going to put some things into perspective. And so if you have, let me just share with you my story. So July of 2009, I had failed in a bunch of different network marketing companies, and it wasn't their fault, it was my fault. I wasn't, there was a combination of things actually. Some was Upline fault, but really at the end of the day, it's still my fault. Even when it's Upline fault, it's your fault. And so I failed in a bunch of different companies for different reasons. And here I was in foreclosure, dead broke, $1 million in debt, being chased by bill collectors. I'd gone through a divorce. I'd gone through engagement, disengagement. My girlfriend at the time was paying my utility bills. Now my beautiful wife, Jessica, I'm very fortunate. And so I'm at this point. I'm at a pretty low point, not feeling great about myself, but I decide I'm going to make it happen. And that's a very important distinction. I decided I was going to make it happen. So there's all the time prior to that that was filled with doubt, that was filled with feelings of unworthiness, that were filled with I'm not good enough, or what's wrong with me, or all these different things. And then there's the decision that I'm gonna make it happen. Now, decision is a powerful word. It means the cutting off of all other options. So decide, there's other words that are similar, okay? Genocide, suicide, homicide. It's the killing off of other options. That's what that word derives from, side, okay? So decide is the killing off of other options. So after that decision, I no longer thought about doubt. I no longer thought about, am I good enough? I no longer thought about those things. Now, they may creep up from time to time, but never, never on a more than 4 minute basis did I sit there and, oh, woe is me, none of that stuff. Okay, it just didn't exist any longer. So there was the point of decision that was eradicated, that was destroyed, and then we move forward. And that was sole focus of where am I going? Where am I going? I'd get punched in the face, where am I going? I'd get rejected, where am I going? I'd have someone quit on me, where am I going? I'd have someone say that this will never work, where am I going? I'd have a change in the comp plan and my money would go down, where am I going? So it was always, where am I going? And this is the difference between someone who's successful and someone who's not, is not the existing circumstances. Because there's always someone in worse shape than you that has gone on and created success anyway, okay? So it's never the circumstances, ever, 100% of the time. There are people that are sitting in the lap of luxury, they have everything going for them, not successful, right? They still find something to complain about. And there are people that have been destroyed by financial health devastation, family loss, illness, crime, all kinds of stuff that went on to create success anyway. So it's not obstacles. It's how you think and what you're focused on. So you either focus on where you're going or you're not, and you won't get there. Okay? Very important. Very important. But with this newfound decision, with this marching order, with this, did everything just go smoothly? Well, let me tell you, I really wish, this is one thing that I really wish I would have done. I didn't document the exacts, but I can tell you the roughs, okay? I can tell you the roughly, like what was going on. So I get into the company and I decide I'm gonna make this damn thing happen. I know I've never done it before, but I'm gonna make this thing happen, man. I don't care what it takes. I'm gonna do it until, I'm gonna do it despite. I don't care who rejects me. I don't care what people think. I don't care. I didn't even care what anyone did. Didn't care. I'm gonna make this thing happen. Now, back then, I did not understand all the nuances and distinctions around duplication, around leading a network marketing team. So, I was just doing everything that I knew to do, which was mainly prospect. I would train. I would not overtrain, but I would, train my peeps, point them in the direction, rely on tools. And I didn't fully understand culture. So I made lots of mistakes. I actually could have, probably built an even much larger team. But let me just talk about it. So I am in, it's my fifth month, I want to say. And because I'm a relentless juggernaut, because I was going for 20 no's a day, because I was burning my phone up, having to recharge it two or three times a day, because I was going so hard, toward the end of 5 months, I had recruited, again, I wish I would have documented this because then I could say, look here, but I didn't. I had recruited, I want to say, around maybe 46 people, maybe 45 people, something like that. Somewhere between 40 to 46 people I'd recruited. You know how many people I had? Like, so if I recruited 46, well, let's see, if they got two each, then it would be this. If they got three each, then it would be this. If I had six leaders in there, then it would have been this. I had less than 40. I had less than 40. Recruited 46, had less than 40 people, active. Okay? Now, in that fifth month, I just so happened to recruit a guy who then went out in the next 90 days and killed it. He personally recruited 250 people in the next 90 days, built a team of thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and I went on to become the number one income earner of that company. But if you would have evaluated me at 5 months, you would say, this guy's a good recruiter, sucks as a leader. Sucks. That's the word you would use. You would say, sucks. Now again, I didn't know all the duplication and all the culture stuff that we're going to teach on Thursday night. I didn't know all of that stuff, okay? I didn't know all that stuff. But I can tell you, I wasn't going like this. I was going like this, okay? And some people, they recruit two people and they're like, oh my God, they're not doing anything. What the hell? What's going on here? Geez Louise. I told my people when I brought them in, I said, hey, listen, let me know if you need anything. I'm here for you, but I'm bringing more people in. I told them that because I wanted to, what I did understand is I understood that I wanted to inspire them. I wanted to inspire them, not with my magical words. Oh, you can do it, guys. You're great. Not with my magical words, but with my actions. Now, something pretty remarkable happened in that fifth month. So I recruit super dude, and he goes on to crush it. And something kind of funny happened. Some of the people that I had originally recruited who hadn't done a damn thing, all of a sudden they woke up. All of a sudden they woke up and they got to work. So they witnessed someone other than me recruiting, and that fired them up. So I had, I believe two, definitely one, but maybe two. I had at least one, maybe two people that I had recruited in the original 5 months that hadn't done a damn thing go on to become six-figure year earners. For sure one, maybe two. I'm not positive when I recruited the one guy. But two people who had done nothing for 5 months, zero, zilch, nothing. I'm a loser leader, I suck, right? That's what people say. I mean, that's how we evaluate ourselves. People look for what's wrong with themselves like there's a damn reward for it. Like there's nowhere on the tracker of how much did you beat yourself up, huh? Only 2 hours this week? Well, then no reward for you. There's no reward for beating yourself up. In fact, it's pretty selfish. It's gonna sting. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to sting you today, okay? It is damn selfish for you to beat yourself up while there are people out there looking for an opportunity. It's selfish for you to beat yourself up while there are people out there looking for opportunity. They're looking for your product, looking for your service. Yet you're sitting there saying, what's wrong with me? I'm not a good leader. I'm not doing enough. Stop it. Stop beating yourself up. The world is not impacted with all the time you spend beating yourself up. It's not. It's not helped. You're not helped. The single moms aren't helped. The disabled veterans aren't helped. The people that lost family members aren't helped. The people struggling with, you know, financial distress or health distress aren't helped. No one's helped. So stop beating yourself up. Stop it. And you got to have a little bit of patience, man. You got to have a little bit of patience. So if you've been recruiting for 5 months and you have zero duplication, in fact, it's negative, congratulations. You may go on to be the number one income earner of your company if you just stay focused on where you're going. But if you baby bear and beat yourself up and say, woe is me and what's wrong with me and I'm just not getting the right people, if you beat yourself up, then you will never, ever, ever, ever get there and you'll never impact the amount of people you could have. You gotta stop it, man. Now, what if you're in 2 years? Let's say you're in 2 years with no duplication. Guess what? What's the alternative? You gonna stop? You gonna stop? Just say, well, yeah, no duplication. I guess I'm just gonna quit. I'll stop possibly impacting people. Stop it. I know people that are in this industry for years and years and years and years before they got duplication and took off like crazy. What's the alternative? Come on. So you gotta stop beating yourself up. Now, I bring culture into this, okay? So what do? If you recruit someone and they're not doing anything, they disappear off the radar, you can't, you know, you when you recruited them, you attached a, you know, like a homing beacon and you're checking your device and you can't even find them, like, you know, rep not found, rep not found, rep not found, right? You issue a missing persons, you know, report, you know, FBI's out looking for it, scanning, using satellites, right? You can't find them. If you can't get them, then, you know, just send them a message, say, hey, I'm here for if you need me, love ya. I'm bringing in some new awesome people, but I'm here for if you need me. Love ya, appreciate you so much. Send them gratitude, not grief. Send them gratitude, send them love. Make them feel good whether you can find them or not. Make them feel good whether they respond to you or not. Send them a compliment on Facebook. Doesn't matter, stop it. You have no damn idea when someone catches a spark. But if you just beat yourself, right? You just beat yourself up and you baby bear it all day long, then you're gonna miss out on all kinds of people you could have impacted, and you're not gonna motivate or inspire a damn person. Everyone's like, yeah, you know what? I thought about doing this business, but man, my upliner, they're always depressed. They're always beating themselves up. They're always, just a terrible energy. I don't wanna be that stressed. So stop it. Stop beating yourself up. Stop saying you're recruiting the wrong people. Stop treating everyone that isn't doing anything like they're a piece of crap or they're a loser, right? Make people feel good. Make people feel good. Say, hey, appreciate you. If you need me, I'm here for you. But stop climbing up in the lifeguard chair and saying, all right, you go recruit. Why aren't you recruiting? You go recruit. You go make it happen. Be the inspiration. Stop waiting on others to create your destiny. Stop waiting on others to fix your financial problems. You go fix them. And if you just do that enough, if you show up enough, if you stay focused, right? And guess what? You're going to get punches to the face. You're going to get kicks to the shin. You're going to have people talk shit about you. If you don't, you're just not playing big enough. You're going to get all that stuff. Will you stay focused on where you're going? That's the only question. You either will or you won't. You'll either be a broken body on the side of the road, or you'll be focused on where you're going. I was oblivious that no one was doing anything. I didn't sit there and refresh my back office. What are they doing, man? I sure hope they do something. I was too busy talking to people. I was too busy reaching out. I was too busy doing the things that I prayed upon a star that they would do. Stop waiting for them to do a damn thing. And also stop making them feel bad if they don't have the level of desire that you have. Love them for being there. A little bit later today, I'll do a training on my profile about how network marketing leaders need to study gym owners. Because gym owners get it. And we've talked about this before. If you haven't heard me talk about gym owners, watch our video on culture. Stop it. Stop. It's crazy. It's crazy. If you believe, and I hope you do, if you believe in your product, your service, your opportunity, why would what others are doing in your organization dictate you going and impacting other human beings? Why is that the deal? Let me tell you, if you're only doing this for money, you're gonna have a tough time. If you're only doing this, you're analyzing your time, you're analyzing the duplication, and you don't give a rat's ass about impacting people with your product, your service, your opportunity, helping people be in a community, helping people with great culture feel better about themselves, get more inspired. If you're only doing it for the check, okay, it's gonna take, It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I'm telling you, it doesn't make sense because you're going to analyze your time. And you're going to say, well, I could have worked a job and made more. Yeah, you could have. Well, I could have sold something else and made more. Yep, you could have. Unless you keep going. And then all of a sudden you start getting some duplication. All of a sudden you start getting some people that bring in a leader. You didn't personally recruit them, but they did. It's crazy. It's crazy. I remember there was someone in my organization that borrowed money to get started. First person they brought in built a team of thousands. They borrowed money to get in. The first person they recruited brought in thousands. Now, that's not normal. But guess what? If myself and my friend Lisa wouldn't have encouraged Lynette to borrow some money to get started, we never would have got Dave, who brought in thousands and thousands of people. That's a true story. I see my man Jake on here. He knows what I'm talking about. Okay? You don't know. You have no idea. So stop. It's crazy. If you're just looking at this as, well, what's my check? Versus how is my product helping people feel better, have more confidence, have more energy, lose some weight, you know, get around a community, feel better about being part of a community. Do you know how many people in the world need a community? Almost everyone. So many people are, you know, depressed. So many people are down on themselves. They're beating themselves up. They don't have a supportive network. Just get them in the network, get them around the campfire, and whether they make financial success or not, they're better off. If you think like that versus they're not doing anything, loser, wrong person, I gotta prospect better people because you suck. It's one of the problems, man. It's one of the problems with this damn profession is that, you know, we think that just because someone doesn't take off, they're a loser or they're not good enough. Well, guess what? Maybe they're happy just being around people that are uplifting, being around people that are inspirational. Isn't that good enough? Isn't it good enough to make someone feel better? Isn't that worth it? Is it worthwhile? God, I think it is. I mean, if our mission is just to make people feel good, not they gotta be a six-figure earner or they're a loser. If we just focus on how do we make people feel good? How do we make people feel better? If we just do that, then we're doing a fantastic job. And at the end of our days, on our funeral, people are gonna come by the swarms. People are going to come and say, yeah, you know what? That person was dedicated to making people feel better. Good for you. Or are they going to come because they were chastised because they didn't make enough money for you? Did they not make enough money for you? Is that, you think they'll make it to the funeral? No. You're like, yeah. Oh, you mean greedy over there. Yeah, I got it. Stop requiring your people to do work or make money and that translate to their happiness or your happiness. Be happy that they're there. Be happy that you exposed them to a great product, to a great service, to an opportunity, to a community, to culture, to leadership, to training. Be excited that you got them exposed to that in a world where most people are never exposed to it. Most people never have a chance at what you hold right in your pocket. Most people have problems without solutions. You got a possible solution. Now, will they take it? Who knows? But boy, you get them around the campfire and you not be addicted to what they do, you're going to impact a lot of lives. Stay focused on where you're going and you will get there. You focus on your obstacles, you focus on all the things that suck, then you're not going to get there. I'm just letting you know. Just letting you know. And so know that all of it doesn't come out of anger. It doesn't come out of me being mad. It really doesn't. It comes out of love. Because some of you know, I need to shake you. Shake. I need to shake you. Stop it. If I had tears in my beers on every person I ever recruited that didn't do anything, I'd be trying all the time. Big bags underneath my eyes. You'd be like, why are we watching this guy? He's nothing but crying. I didn't cry on every person that got in that didn't do anything. And guess what? I had people that didn't do anything for years that went on to do stuff, or they didn't, but they love being part of the community. Isn't that good enough? Isn't it good enough for someone to be happy being in a community? Isn't that good enough? Why do they have to be a super recruiter? Why do they have to be making tons of money for you to be happy? Stop it. Welcome them, love them, high five them, selfie, hug. Do all that stuff, make them feel good. They'll stick around longer, they'll feel better. They may not go on to be six-figure earners, but that shouldn't be a requirement for you to be happy or for them to be happy. And so I hope this helps you out. Rock and roll, I know I'm a little fired up here. I appreciate you guys so very much. Make a difference. There are people in your organization that aren't doing a damn thing and they're okay with it. You be okay with it. Inspire them with your action. Bring in more people. Show them how it's done. I appreciate you guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.